Hey, good morning, all. Just do one Mishnah over here. So we're up the Perek Chav Gimel Mishnah B. So the Mishnah in particular is talking about inviting guests on Shabbos and lots of the various halachos that go into that. So let's just jump right in. We'll try to explain it as best we can. So Mone Adam es Orchav es Parparosav Mipiev, a person who invited some guests for their Shabbos meal is allowed to count their guests and also count the food that they have for this meal from memory. So in other words, the person said, oh, I invited 10 people, I invited so-and-so, John Smith, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I'm having some pot roast, whatever, etc. Okay, but that can only be from memory. About lo min haksav, but a person cannot count them from a list that he wrote. So in other words, let's say a person wrote down an entire menu for Shabbos. Person should not take out that menu and say, oh, this is what we're having on Shabbos. The reason why is because there's a concern that maybe there was a miscalculation or something like that. There would be concern that maybe I would come to erase something on the list or something like that. And as a result, we try not to have these things in writing before Shabbos. Therefore, someone who does make a menu for their Shabbos meal before Shabbos, not really recommended to use that on Shabbos. Then the Mishnah goes into a discussion about drawing lots. So evidently back in the day, they used to draw lots for various meals. So you have a group of people sitting down for a meal. Everyone's going to draw a lot to decide which portion from the meal they're going to take. So says the Mishnah, Mifis im banav vim b'nei beisoal, so kind of person is allowed to cast lots with their family, with the people from their house, in order to determine which portion of the food they'll be able to take at the meal. However, the implication seems to be that if you're with a group of people who are not from your home, people, friends, or whatever it is, but people who are not related to you that you might, in theory, care about if they would get the bigger portion over you. So those people you should not draw lots with on Shabbos, because the reason why is because seemingly if you're drawing lots, that means everyone's concerned about which portion, which size portion in particular they're going to be getting. You may come to then weigh or measure various portions, and to do that on Shabbos would be prohibited. Therefore, do not cast lots at a table on Shabbos unless it's with your family or people from your household. However, the implication of that is that during the week, it would be permissible to draw lots to determine which portion you would have at the meal. However, says the Mishnah, that's only in this. You're only allowed to do it even during the weekday, as long as all the portions essentially are equal in size. Maybe this one is just carrots, and this one is just chicken, and depending on everyone has their own taste, so everyone in theory could be an equal winner over there. But if you have a very large portion, everyone agrees that this is the big one, and everyone really wants to take that big portion, so in that situation, you are not allowed to draw lots with other people. The concern is because of gambling, right? The basic concern of gambling is that every single person bought into the lot with the intention that they want to win the big lot, they want to win the big portion, and everyone who loses essentially is the winner essentially is considered as having on some level stolen from all the other people, and therefore we do not allow that ever, not even just on Shabbos. But says the Mishnah, concluding, umetilin chalashim al hakadashim biyom tov, that kohanim are allowed to cast lots for various portions of the karbanos that were brought on Yontif itself, and the reason why is because back in the day, supposedly Kohanim would fight over who gets the big portion, so to kind of create a sense of shalom bias, I believe, they would basically just allow they would allow for lotteries on Yontif, for korbanos that were brought on Yontif, avalo al hamanos, but for the portions that were brought, for the korbanos that were brought yesterday, the day before Yontif, you cannot draw lots for that on Yontif, and the reason why is because you could have done it before Yontif, and we don't allow something to be done on Yontif that could have been done beforehand. Okay, we'll stop right here. God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with Mishnah Gimel.